going to the hurry-up offense.
Yes, hi and hello, football fans, and welcome to the Dave Dameshek football program, presented as always by McDonald's All-Day Breakfast. Go get you some. It's an expanded menu, all items delicious, and as always, make sure you get the hash brown. Do yourself the favor. It comes in its own little personal paper sleeping bag. You know what? We have a full boat here in Studio 66, plus one of our most esteemed guests to ever join the DDFP via Skype or otherwise. And you know what? Today, I decide in a big week, it's Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And I declare here and now, with the Pie Off 5 coming out for your eyeballs tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, streaming live. If you miss it, NFL.com/podcast. Watch the full thing in all its glory. And trust me, we just finished it. It is, in fact, glorious. We also have to dig in on week 11. But I declare this day the day in which we are thankful for our audio listeners. Subscribe on iTunes. This is an audio-only podcast. Let's go around the table. Well, first, let's say hello to the guy waiting on Skype here, and then we'll go around and let you know who's in Studio 66 to you. It's our old pal. You know what? He is definitely going to be a contender for the 2016 Shecky Award for our favorite football playing guest. It's Jeff Schwartz. What's the poop, fella?
I'm glad I'm up for an award.
Yeah.
I've never won an award before. This would be awesome.
Yeah, mazel tov. And, of course, this has been a banner 2016 for Jeff Schwartz because of the release of Eat My Schwartz, the book that he wrote along with Mitchell Schwartz, his offensive lineman playing brother. Happy Thanksgiving, pal, and many blessings for you, eh? Because you added a new little boy to the gaggle there in the Schwartz home.
Yeah, a little girl. Same, they look the same.
Oh, it's a girl. Oh, what a heel. What a heel.
They look the same.
How dare you come on here? First thing out of your mouth is showing me up for being wrong about something. That's not cool, man.
I do have a boy, though, so I have one of each.
All right, let's not live life in the rearview mirror. Let's press forward and say hello to one of our favorites here. He's a fantasy hipster on Fantasy and Friends. You read his work, NFL.com, talking fantasy and beyond, and he's a Steelers fan. It's Matt Franciscovich, a.k.a. Franchise. What's the poop?
How's it going, Check? Thanks for having me.
It's going well. We're right at the front end of my favorite holiday of them all. We got to dig in, like I say, on what we've seen in Week 11 and get ready for Week 12. Perhaps the greatest trio of Thanksgiving Day games that Football America will ever get to see. Also, let's say hello to emerging star here at NFL Media. That's right.
That's false.
He's the Om Takesman. You see him all over NFL Network, NFL.com. You hear him here on the DDFP all the time. It's Patrick Claibon. What's the poop with you, fella?
Just getting gassed up by you, Dave. The only reason half of these people know who I am is because of you, so I appreciate that, man.
All right, let's say hello. You know what? If we have some time, I want to talk some college football. Schwartz, I know you're down for that, too. You know who all of a sudden is the guy who I covet for my team, and I suppose most people probably do? Sam Darnold. Have you gotten a load of watching that? Have you watched this guy? He's awesome. You know, I was a little cynical when after a game or two when people declared, oh, he's definitely going to be a first-round pick. But boy, oh boy, he is he's the real deal. And also, let's say hello to our pal from, again, from NFL Network. You see him all over the place. You see him hosting Total Access, the Monday night postgame, along with our pal Ike Taylor. You see him doing NFL Fantasy Live. He's everywhere. Another emerging star. It's Cole Wright. What's the poop with you?
Dave, how's it going, man? Glad to be here.
Whoa, what a voice.
Yeah.
Move over, Matt Money Smith. This is what a professional broadcaster is supposed to sound like. Not like, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger, Dave. No one wants to listen to that. Cole Wright has the voice.
What's going on, man?
Hey, mazel tov to you, too.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
On what?
Just sitting here next to you, man.
Handsome Hank is down in Mexico City as we come at you. All right. I know I keep saying week 11, but you know what? Maybe the way to get into some football talk and then some holiday talk here is to bring up what I mentioned a moment ago. Schwartz, best trio of football games ever on Thanksgiving. We go Vikings at the Lions. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, is that a first place game? If the
yes.
Vikings win, do they jump the Lions and take over first place? Then
yes.
You go emerging team now, all of a sudden, Skins ain't jive. And the Cowboys are the story, but the Skins win that one. The division is in question, at least. And then the Sunday night tilt, two teams who sit precariously close to the playoffs but not in the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Indianapolis Colts. Ooh, it's going to be a dandy trio of games, Schwartz.
I feel like this Thursday night, no one will complain about the action that they just watched. This will be the first Thursday where no one complains and moans about the games. They're excellent. The NFC, you know, the NFC East, obviously, the Redskins are playing well. They're on the same path they were last year. If they went out like they did last season, they might win the division.
You buying them as a real deal team, or are they a team that will just disappear? Because I want to jump in here on the impact as we dig in a little bit on the games, on the impact of some of the losses we saw. I mean, how damaging was the loss for the Bengals, and for the Rams are probably now realistically out of the playoffs, and for the Packers and beyond. But what do you think about this team out of D.C.? Kirk Cousins slinging it, man, and the defense ain't half bad.
I think they're a contender because of what they did last season. They came in the same position. I think they were 5-5 or 6-6 and won their last four games in a row to win the East. And they're in the same spot now. If they can win out, you know, they can lose a game here and there. But that tie actually ends up helping them for tiebreakers, which it shouldn't. There should be no ties. But we'll get that another time. And I think they're real. I think they're the real deal. And you know, a game that hurt that no one really talking about is the Chiefs losing to Tampa. The Chiefs.
Yes.
Don't win the division, it's because of this game. Because the Chiefs still have the Broncos twice and the Raiders. So if they lose out in some of those games, this game will be the reason why they don't make the AFC West.
Guys, I want to say Schwartz is taking it the right direction here. You know, when we do the audio and video version of the DDFP, we try to have some structure. This one, it's a free-for-all. Whatever you want to kibitz about, jump on in here. I think the audio listeners give you more rope to do that. They're not seeing structure, so they feel like wherever the wind blows us, that's where we should go.
Because they're ignoring the task that they're actually pretending to take part in as well, right? When you're listening on audio, you're pretending to, you know, mow the lawn or do something else. You're not really paying attention.
On the treadmill.
But Jeff,
maybe what we should have to do is when you say your worst loss, you should also then also have to say in the same sentence your favorite Thanksgiving side. That would be that raises the level of difficulty. But all right, let's talk skins here. Who's gonna, you know, actually that jumps us in here. The Cowboys seem everybody would. I suspect everybody will say the Cowboys. But how many of those teams, at least, let's look at it that way, out of the NFC East are going to be playing in January? Claybon, I start with you. Giants, 7-3, right? 7-2 now.
I was picking the number of teams.
Oh. They're 7-3. The Cowboys are what? They're 8-1?
9-1.
I'm sorry, I don't know. See, this is how loose I can keep it. I don't know. What do I know? I checked out around week 5. I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea what's happening.
We're not restrained by the walls of reality.
And then the Skins are now 7-2-1?
6-3-1.
Yeah.
6-3-1. So, okay, so you're saying Claybon, you're saying 2. So the Giants get the other one or the Skins?
Giants and Cowboys for me.
How say you, franchise?
I think I agree. You know what? I think the Redskins are going to get in there.
Isn't it crazy that the best division in football is back to being the NFC East?
It's wild.
It was languishing for a long time there. Cole Wright, how say you?
I'm with Patrick because the other day on Game Day Highlights, I asked Mooch who he liked for the Super Bowl. He gave us his pick, and then I went with on the sneak because he asked me real quick. I said the Oakland Raiders and the New York Giants.
For the Super Bowl.
It was a reach. It was a reach, but I went there.
Just shaking.
I went there. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll say this.
I like
I'm sorry,
it.
Man.
I like
he,
it. Let me
tell he you caught this. Me off guard.
Here's what
I
I'll
know
say.
What to say.
I feel like also we should talk about Jay Gruden's. I mean, that was some bold stuff going for it from his own 40 with that. I mean, that was but it was the smart thing to do, even in the moment, not 2020 hindsight. In the moment, that was the right thing to do to go for it there. But still, a bold stroke by a coach who I've asked, who I've had my doubts about. You know what? Now, see, we're jumping all over the place, and no one is more of a wizard of just bouncing all over the place, untethered from any conversation. I still say it's Patriots Seahawks in the Super Bowl, but off of what Cole Wright just said there, who is going to get in the way? Let's go around the table on that one. This is really the grab bag. This is the cornucopia of let's talk about whatever you want to talk about sentence to sentence. Schwartz, who's going to stop first the Patriots from getting to the Super Bowl?
The Raiders would be the only team that could stop them. I mean, maybe the Ravens. The Ravens play the Patriots well. They've been like their Achilles heel over the years.
Yeah.
If they can get hot, they can do that. It's kind of about the hot team, right? In the NFC, I just don't see anybody besides the Cowboys or Seahawks. The Giants, well, the last five games for the Giants are Pittsburgh at home against Dallas, Detroit at home, and they're at Philly and at Washington. I mean, they might get in at 9-7 or 10-6. I just don't see them getting the Super Bowl. The Redskins, I don't see it. The NFC North, the teams aren't good enough. The Falcons aren't getting in. So I think it's the Seahawks or Cowboys. I think that's pretty much set. I think the AFC is a little bit more wide open.
The Raiders seem like a good pick, and like we saw on a couple Sunday nights ago, that they can that has to be scary to the AFC, that they can grind you a little bit, they can run the ball on you. They just don't. I mean, in a shootout in Foxborough, presumably, I give me 12 over Derek Carr at this point. I know that's facile kind of thinking. I think the Seahawks are in a better spot right now than the Patriots are, as good as the Patriots are. Cole Wright.
Well, what about the Giants, though? Let's circle back, because the last time they won a Super Bowl, what was the regular season record?
I mean, it is absolutely plausible that we could get round three of Brady v. Eli.
But what was that regular season record the last time the Giants won the Super Bowl?
Right. They're always
8-8 or 9-7?
I think it's less about the record and more about their style of play.
Yeah, I think
they don't run the ball very well. So they're going to have to go on the road. They have to go on the road and try to run the ball.
It's going
to
be tough, especially with the win.
At Dallas, I don't see them going to Seattle and beating Seattle in Seattle. They went to Minnesota and they went to Green Bay this year and scored 20 points combined.
What about so my brain is all over the place. This is Damashek without any sort of outline in front of him. So what about Bill Belichick? What do you make of that as a player, Schwartz? And try and read between the lines and make sense of this, because everybody has their conspiracy theories. But what is Belichick doing exactly, letting their most dynamic defensive player, if maybe not, down in, down out, maybe they're not most consistent according to Belichick and company, but Jamie Collins clearly was their best defensive player, it would seem, or at least he showed up when you would look at the game, you would see him most consistent. He's gone. Jamal Sheard's left behind. It's, fine, send a message, but Tom Brady's an old man. This ain't no time to be playing games with the legacy of the GOAT, is it?
No, I understand the Collins trade a little bit, because they've done that in the past, right? They traded Seymour, they traded Chandler Jones. Now, most of those are in the offseason. They're not in the middle of the season.
Right.
Obviously, he did something. Something will come out about what Jamie Collins did. Like, there has to be a reason why. It's not just that they didn't want to pay him or he was wanting Von Miller money. Everyone is going to ask for some ridiculous amount of money. It doesn't mean they get cut or traded because of that. I would have loved to ask for $1 zillion too. The Chiefs weren't going to cut me. So something happened. Like he was bad in the locker room, but the reports from Cleveland say he's great in the locker room. I just don't know what would have been the cause. Cause when we game plan for the Patriots last season, Jamie Collins was ill. He didn't play, but he was a maybe going to play that game guy. And he does everything for them. You don't know where he's going to be, where he's going to line up. And just to see that they, had to get rid of him. Something else happened there.
Well, to your point though, it happened in November. I mean, you can't make it two more months when you're chasing another Lombardi for Brady, and in a year where clearly Brady and company want to send a message to the NFL for sitting him down and everything. I mean, what do you mean? What do you shrug about, Claybon? Why are you shrugging at
because
that?
It's still funny to me that
Tom
Brady's going to try extra hard now because he's mad.
Well,
And then he was playing in Santa Clara yesterday, so he was going to play extra hard on top of the extra hard he was.
I don't. Tom, you know what? Claybon always is such a cynic, Schwartz. He always is such a cynic about every. I mean, I literally, 2/3 of the things that come out of my mouth, Claybon laughs condescendingly at. Like, well, that's not a real thing.
That's not just.
What are Schwartz? Weigh in. Are football players human beings or not? Don't they feel human emotions? Tom Brady isn't trying extra hard right now to do well. He isn't extra motivated. That can't happen. An extra gear in a given moment in your career.
I don't know if it's a tangible thing. Like, I don't think he's studying extra film or he's doing anything different than he has in the past. I just think that maybe during games something clicks that makes him play better. But he's playing about what his career's been. I mean, he's playing great. I don't believe in like something where he spends extra 30 minutes in the weight room, and extra 30 minutes on film. Like, he would have done that his entire career. He's not changing his routine.
I'm just saying he wants more. Don't you hump your fist in celebration?
We all want to win a Super Bowl. We all want to be the best player we can be. It doesn't, like, if he's just not automatically, like, studying extra hard to win a game.
Yeah, I feel like it's been two or three seasons of this narrative where it's like Tom Brady's on his revenge tour of the NFL. Like,
the only thing that I can say that might be true, and I don't know because I'm not a quarterback, is maybe a quarterback will be more aggressive in a game because they want to score more points and show people. Like, that's a thing.
I do want to mention Tom Brady is completing 72.9 of his passes right now, which would break the record.
Terrible.
It's insane that he is. Cole Wright, hold on a second. You reached a certain level of pro baseball.
The lowest level
fine,
ever.
Fine, whatever. I'm not saying he lifts it. He does an extra rep with the shoulder, whatever people do when they go lift weights. I don't know what you do when you do your weights or whatever. Or studies an extra
Dave Damashek
couple.
Is the next Tom House.
Yeah. Whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, what you do with your fancy workouts. The point is, when you – listen, he wants it more. And that affects –
So do you think
don't
he stepped
–
Yes, I love watching Dave's world die.
No, I'm not dying at all. And you know what? I'm only doubling down now.
Wants it more. No, wants it more is the ultimate double down.
Let me tell you something. Do you think – and we see it reveal itself in a negative way. It impacts some guys negatively. Some guys, ooh, this moment is really big. And they shrink a little bit. Yeah. Tom Brady rises in the big moments. No? That's Do you think true. That doesn't happen, Claybon?
I think Tom Brady is really good at football, and sometimes he's successful, and sometimes the other team has success. And
I think
there's
that
no, like,
guy,
intrinsic effort boost depending on the situation.
All right, I don't want to go. I don't want to stay down here deep in the rabbit hole. But I could argue this for 3 hours.
Yeah, me too.
I think Tom Brady. If there's a clutch thing like gene, then Tom Brady, like, he has that. He plays better in tough situations than other quarterbacks do. I don't know if that's a thing where you can tangibly, like, prepare for that, but he does do that well.
So you don't think as he progresses in age, he ups the ante in the gym, maybe scales back a little on that avocado ice cream?
Well, certainly he does apparently, that, but I think
his father time, his hooks are nowhere
apparently
near Tom
he doesn't
Brady
lift
yet.
Weights anymore, right? It's just like resistance bands and stuff like
he,
that.
He just angrily glares at the weights.
Yeah. Yeah.
He boosts how much he wants it. He imagines that they've
What about I really see now I want to get into some Thanksgiving talk, but before we do that, real fast, what about Schwartz and everybody else here? Aaron Rodgers, can we dispense, even though they are losing games four in a row now, they may not make – or I mean, now it's to say they may not make the playoffs is a little late in the game. I still think, man, maybe they aren't going to win that division. I don't know. But either way, it's not 12's fault, is it, Schwartz? I see no evidence of him not playing well out there. I mean, he looks plenty good to me out there. Cole Wright, you're making a face at that?
Well, I mean, his numbers were there. His numbers were there. But the one thing that matters is the W's and the L's. And right now, clearly, this Packers team.
They have no defense.
That's true.
They have no ability to run the ball. It is 100% on 12.
Yeah.
And people say, well, that's the same thing you would say about Peyton. No, no. He has nothing around him. It is Aaron Rodgers throwing it to Devontae Parker. And
Adams.
I mean, Devontae Adams. Oh, boy. All right, listen, my head ain't right today, but you know what? I'm right.
I understand.
You know why we're going to get through this? Because I want it. I want to get through this.
Absolutely. You got that extra gene, like Tom Brady.
He's got heart.
Like Tom Brady.
Somebody threw shade at Dave back in 1997. He still thinks about that guy.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a little intense.
That's exactly what I do. That is right.
Let's end that conversation.
I do. Wait a second. That's a good – actually, Claybon, you fell into my trap. That's exactly right. If you slight me, even if it was 27 years ago, oh, you can count on this, Claybon. I want you to look at me in the eyes when I say this. If you burn me 27 years from now, that flame will still be burning deep within my heart.
Absolutely.
And I will find you, and you will pay. Do you understand? That's like Brady, right?
Now they're going to take you.
It's the Princess Bride.
I think there's a statute of limitations on how long
that's
you
right,
can be
the Inigo Montoya effect. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, it's never going to go away. Brady's got the Inigo Montoya thing going for him.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I have no
you
idea
never saw The Princess Bride?
Great movie.
You killed my brother.
No, I'm sure at some point my daughter, who is, you thought was my son, will eventually watch A Princess Bride, but I have not seen it. Why have I seen The Princess Bride? I grew up with a brother. What am I going to
– Yeah, it's guys have seen it.
You're being
guys,
too cool for school, Schwartz.
It just has Princess in the title.
Princess Bride. Let me look it up.
He got scared away by the title.
It's worth a watch.
Fred Savage. Peter Falk.
Yeah. It's on Netflix?
Probably.
Hopefully.
Andre the Giant. Billy Crystal.
It's one of the 20 funniest movies ever.
It's pretty good, Dave.
Right?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Franchise Aaron Rodgers, you're cool with him in fantasy and beyond?
Oh, my God. The last – since week seven, he's got 23, 33, 26, 27, 29 points. He's the quarterback one in fantasy for the season.
There you go. See?
There's no reason.
Not that that makes
sense. He's not getting the wins in real life, but he's helping you get fantasy wins.
Hey, you know what? Bartlett behind the glass is in my ear telling me to start the show, which I thought we really had, and I thought we had. All right, let's start the show. Yeah, old school.
David. Football. Football, David. The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
I'm going to say it again. Pie off 5. 5 p.m. Eastern. Streaming on nfl.com. Be there or be square. It really was a gangbusters affair, and I'm going to say it right now. It was the best pie-off ever, and that wow. And there have been a lot of good pie-offs over 5 years, and this was the best. Schwartz, let's start there. Thanksgiving, best pie.
Anything chocolate. I'm not a big fan of any fruit pies.
Me, like any,
like,
I'm with
like
you.
Like apple pie, like apple pie, peach.
I don't like
chocolate.
I'm happy that my oldest, Oprah, said to me the other day the same thing. She said, I don't like we're aspirational in my home. That's why I named her. I figured she, you know, she could be a billionaire.
Right.
And I'm on easy street. You know, that's the goal. She said, I like an apple, but I don't like hot apples. And I felt vindicated for all my years of saying the same. What's your favorite fruit, Schwartz? Because that's the biggest. That's the granddaddy of all Shecky Awards is fruit of the year.
It's been my favorite fruit?
Yeah, it's been a bad year for fruit. I'm not going to jive you.
2016
has been bad in a lot of ways, and fruit is one of them.
I didn't know fruit was on the list.
Sure.
By the way, did you guys see that salad is disproportionately most common on the West Coast? So enjoy your salad Thursday.
I saw you tweet that out. Plug your Twitter handle. Is it just Jeff Schwartz?
Yeah, Jeff Schwartz with a G. Special.
G-E-O-F-F. Yeah, I saw that. Salad is the most popular Thanksgiving side.
Well, disproportionately popular.
Shame. Shame on the West Coast for that. Salad? Unless I'm forgetting some year or something. I've never even been offered a salad. It's never been on a Thanksgiving.
What about a Waldorf salad? Apples, marshmallows,
on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I've never
seen
had
a Waldorf salad as not necessarily be before the meal. Oh, man. Oh, man. You've never seen a Waldorf salad before?
I'm too busy crushing things that are going to make me die.
It's like grapes in a salad.
All right,
Clay, I'm not saying I choose Waldorf salad.
Start us off. Let's do that right now. I go on Joe Starkey, I'm trying to think, and Chris Mueller. Jeez, oh, man, wanted to remember the name of the show in Pittsburgh. They're very fine sports radio show. Starkey and Mueller, but I want so they like to do little drafts. Let's do a draft right now. Thanksgiving sides, Claybon. I start with you. Actually, let's open it up to Thanksgiving. You can take anything Thanksgiving food. So that means like you can.
Ooh, geez.
You don't have to take. You could take turkey, but you're gonna miss out on some other stuff if you go turkey. Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to go mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Wow. Number one pick.
Strong.
Number one pick.
I need it on my table.
Okay,
mac and cheese. Breadcrumbs, PC, or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're going full.
I hear what you're saying.
Franchise.
Bubbly.
You're up next.
I mean, I'm boring. I'm a stuffing guy. I don't. What can I say?
There's nothing boring.
That's not boring, man.
There's nothing boring about that. And let's take a vote now.
I've
been pushing for this for 3 years. It was my 2016 New Year's resolution for society, as usual, if you aren't aware. I am not as selfish as the rest of all of you. I don't use New Year's resolutions to try and fix myself. Nay, I offer them for all of society to improve society. And
authoritarianism is in right now.
Well, listen, one of my New Year's resolutions in 2016 was stuffing on every menu 365 days a year. I don't see the downside to this. It's delicious. We are a nation of gluttons. Why all of a sudden are we drawing a line in the sand on, well, we don't want too much stuffing. What? We want too much everything. That's all we do. Schwartz, you're up next. Go.
I will go with a Cajun fried turkey. Ooh. Oh, the turkey, the wing. I could do the wing or the leg. I mean, that's what I make.
Good for you.
Inject it with the Creole butter and then fry it.
Wait, you split off the wing before you do that? Or you mean
I fry the whole thing, but I bought extra wings and legs. Why would I not? The fryer is going. Yeah.
I love that idea. I've never thought of getting the extras.
That's tremendous.
That is awesome. That's a banner. That's a pro tip right there. Get the extra wings and thighs and all that jazz.
You got 6 gallons of hot grease. Why
that's
not?
Right. Yeah, dump them in there. Yeah. Wow, that is a banner. Is now the big debate is, and once you go deep fried, you'll never go traditional. Just throw it in the oven. However, some people say brining is even better.
But if you brine it, though, I don't know if you could inject it with the brining. I think takes away the injecting of the liquid because the brining puts the liquid in the turkey. But when you inject it and then you deep fry it real fat, you know, it takes 45 minutes for a 13-pound bird. It's so juicy. That's why I never will go back to doing it any other way.
Wow. Schwartz goes like turkey and deep fried at that.
Cajun turkey.
Yeah.
It's like a young Paul Prudhomme. Like that.
If we put him in a chef's hat, he's got
the beard.
Yeah, Paul Prudhomme.
Yeah.
No offense, you look you much much slimmer, Schwartz.
Svelte Paul Prudhomme.
Cole Wright, go ahead. You're up next in the draft.
I'm going to stick with the maybe the region Paul Prudhomme calls home. If you're down there, maybe a crawfish boil. By chance, no
a crawfish.
No, okay, all right. That was maybe a curveball. It was almost
Wait
a reach,
a
but hold on. Yeah, but people
no,
do that. But
for
my
that,
wife's
you
got
get salad.
No.
The time was running out of the clock.
Okay, stop. How about green bean casserole?
Okay,
green bean casserole. All right.
You know what? I'm glad you took that one because frankly, it
crawfish
not
boil.
My plate.
No.
Well, I mean, what were you just naming foods?
Never had a Cajun Thanksgiving, man.
Not to the degree.
No.
Well, no, first of all.
Okay.
But I would love to. One, I would love to have a Cajun Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But even at a Cajun Thanksgiving, they wouldn't have.
If it was plentiful.
Crawfish, would they?
Turkey, crawfish.
All of a sudden, crawfish now at
no?
Thanksgiving table.
They have a ham.
I've never
ham?
Actually had it on Thanksgiving. I'm just going out. Yeah,
why not? Right?
I was just trying to go with the Paul Prudhomme theme.
You know what? There are a lot of directions still left on the board for me here. But you know what I'm going to steal? I'm going to take a pecan pie.
Oh,
deal
nice.
With that.
Oh,
I'm going to I'm going to go back to front here.
Okay.
Clay Bun, you're next. Looking like I wonder if we're going to have enough to go past two rounds here.
No, I think we are. I'm going to take dinner rolls. Here.
Very nice. Very good choice. That's not jive.
I was going to choose crescent rolls. Good job. What type of dinner roll though?
But he's going with the sweet Hawaiian rolls, right?
No, okay. not sweet Hawaiian. They're I don't know. They're not out here like Sister Schubert style roll.
They're real soft.
Like
almost like drop
soft.
Biscuits.
No, not quite drop biscuit. But
okay.
When you go to Chick-fil-A and you get a chicken biscuit, the small chicken biscuits, the very small ones,
the chicken minis.
Yeah, but that kind of biscuit, but a little larger, a little thicker, a little sweeter.
You know what? You got a lot of carbs. You're gonna be heavy.
Absolutely, Dave. I told you. When I mean Thanksgiving dinner, I want to die.
Mac and cheese and biscuits.
We're trying to wrap this up.
Franchise.
I'm gonna go with roasted carrots for some reason.
Play that noise.
How do you not like a? How do you not like a roasted carrot?
Play the sad noise again.
They're sweet. They're juicy.
I'm making carrots for mine, and I'm not roasting them. I'm pureeing them with sour cream and butter.
Oh, there
That's
you
how
go.
You make some
there
carrots.
Now, just a straight-up roasted carrot.
That's a way to
oil.
Kick it up.
Mm. Oh, come on. Lies. This is rigged.
Schwartz, you're up. Go.
Sweet potato casserole.
I don't like sweet potatoes. I think they make the house – I like sweet potato fries, but I don't like the way sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving make the whole house smell. There's something weird about that. It's a little off-putting. I've never gotten into that.
What?
All I smell is the fried turkey in my house. So.
Yeah, well, that's you're ahead of the game.
Well,
yeah. All right.
I'm going to double down on the sweet potatoes, and I'm going to go with sweet potato pie.
Oh, that's a nice
sweet potato
there.
Pie. Yes.
I can't believe it's still sitting here on the board. I'm going to scoop it up. A lot of people might say this is the – in the top two most important
I think I know
Thanksgiving
where you're going.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A little bit of gravy.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait a second. Ooh, gravy is still out there to be had.
Is that its own side?
No, because you put the gravy at minimum on your mashed potatoes.
And the turkey.
But if you, listen, stuffy. It's not like it's a pro tip to do this, but of course you're going to run your bread through there. You're going to pour it on your stuffing if you're smart.
Yep.
So, right. You know what? I'm putting together. When I'm the anchor here, I've got a nice little thing. Pie and mashed potatoes.
We should have people grade our draft here.
Let's see if
carrots are a sleeper. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, good. Go to sleep. Claybon, go.
I'm gonna go with the nice honey baked ham.
Ham. I know that's ham. Not for every.
I got to fill a meat position, so I'm taking.
I'll tell you this. Here's Dave's advice for you. At the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving and or Christmas time, when there's a ham, here's what you do. You chip it all off and just throw it in the fridge at night. I don't care about it night of. It's the morning after. Take those sliced ham and drop them into a pan. No oil or anything else needed, of course, just like a piece of bacon. Drop it into the pan. Let it sizzle up, and you will be consuming the best of all breakfast meats. I said it. I'm sorry. I thought you went bold. Better than bacon.
What?
Better than sausage links.
Fried ham.
Bone-in ham is number one.
Good. Very underrated.
Thank you, Cole.
Very underrated.
Claybon. Oh, you made your choice. Yeah. Franchise, go.
I'm going to go with stuffed peppers.
What's wrong with you?
You guys have never had stuffed peppers?
I had them once and never tried. I had a one bite.
They're delicious. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you guys? You guys clearly are not foodies at all.
Shame on you.
You're just casual Thanksgiving.
We're sitting down
eaters.
To celebrate family and togetherness and holidays.
And good food.
Stuffed peppers.
What is
half
wrong
the
with
family
stuffed
is gonna walk. Get out. You and Cole Wright.
I'm dead.
I'm going to quit.
Oh, you know what goes great with stuffed peppers is some crawfish.
That does sound good.
Get out of here.
Franchise over here talking about baked carrots.
I know.
Roasted. Roasted.
Roasted carrots.
Roasted carrots, not baked. There's a difference.
Franchise.
They're delicious.
Let it go, man.
Oh, man.
There's nothing wrong with stuffed peppers.
Sure. Oh, some tasty items still out there for you. Yeah, some tender vittles.
How about cornbread?
Very good.
Oh,
very
man.
Good.
Such a solid pick.
That's a good one.
That's good.
All right.
I'm winning right now, by the way.
Go ahead. Let's see where we wind up after three rounds.
You know, I'm real surprised that it stayed on the board this long, but it comes in many different forms. I'm going to go with cranberry sauce. What's that face?
Anything with cranberry.
What's that face, Dave?
Cranberries.
What's that? Do you want the more traditional, just the loose berries?
Can I tell
you? Or would you like the canned shake?
I love anything with cranberries.
Stuffed peppers may replace this, but for all of my whole life, I've always said, and I made it clear, I don't like the sweet potato smell or anything else. But the worst of all Thanksgiving offerings is the weird Jell-O with the pieces of fruit and marshmallows.
Oh, that's gross.
Into it.
The lime Jell-O?
Yeah, who decided that was a thing that you had to have on Thanksgiving? Is not just a thing of Jell-O, but also it's got a bunch of weird stuff in it. So kind of like that when you get the lunch meat with the chunks of whatever in it. That's also
right. Head cheese?
Yeah, head cheese. I don't like that. All right, well, listen, I got to take it here because it's sitting out there. I'm going to take gravy. Where am I putting it? On my mashed potatoes. So I go mashed potatoes with gravy and a pecan pie. That's pretty good. That's better eating than what Franchise is doing.
You're going to be hungry after
Do we
that.
Have any? No, I'm not.
Gravy, potatoes, and pie, that's your Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That's it?
You no wonder you weigh 104 pounds. Your draft picks are
the peppers are
carrots and peppers.
The peppers are stuffed with meat. What do you not understand about this?
Sparingly.
So on Thanksgiving you're having stuffed peppers with ground beef?
Yes. Or whatever you want.
Ground turkey.
It's better than Cajun.
Ground turkey.
I think we need
that crawfish.
Better than crawfish.
Hey, would you rather come over to my house for a crawfish boil or
ground
baked carrots?
For the record.
I ain't going to either of you.
At least I have meat
but,
on my
but at least I've got green bean casserole, sweet potato pie, and cranberry sauce.
Cole Wright's.
So I'm bringing that to the party.
Cole Wright had a couple of ridiculous ideas. There's no question about
just
that.
Just one.
But where do I want to go? Would I rather eat crawfish on Thanksgiving or your mess of a plate?
That was just a wild card.
I got stuffing, first of all. First round pick.
Does everybody do the broccoli baked in cheese thing.
It's good.
We do that. That's a thing at my house always, and it's transcended several families and locations in across America, and we do that. I like that one, too. I would get that to add a little sustenance there. All right. Good. Well, I think we did a good job there outside the franchise.
Get out of here.
It's over with?
Leave me alone.
Well, we can keep going. Is there still any, more, are there any more picks on the board? There's still a pumpkin pie out there to be had.
I have to pick. If we would continue, I would go collard greens.
Ooh. Wow, good call.
Okay, franchise, you want to go?
I'm out. I don't need any more ridicule.
just what would you go with if
cottage
you were to pick
cheese.
One?
Trout almondine.
Fine, I'll go with apple pie as dessert. That's my
all right. That's good.
Can I grab sweet tea?
Oh,
have
gotta
that.
Wash it down with something.
Good luck.
Dave's anti-sweet tea.
I'm not anti-sweet tea. It certainly wouldn't come off the board for me. I want booze.
Wine.
Yeah, I'll have a wine.
Yeah.
Have your sweet tea, Schwartz. Enjoy.
I'm not a wine person, so that's my wife's pick, not mine.
All right. Cole Wright.
I think I might have to go with chitlins. I've never eaten chitlins.
What are
chitlins? But for drafting.
What is it?
You don't know what chitlins are.
No. Well,
chitlins are our pig intestines.
You've got
to get the membrane out.
Ugh.
It smells awful.
When I say membrane, I mean poo.
You pick poo.
I've never actually eaten chitlins.
I get ridiculed.
But Patrick would agree that chitlins are on a lot of folks' plates on Thanksgiving.
My favorite chitlin stories is, you know, my mom grew up in Florence, Alabama, and so chitlins are sometimes a thing that somebody will bring up to, you know, use as evidence of their essence, and they're like, you know, because my mom is. A psychiatrist, and Dr. Patience was what some people would call her, and said, "Dr. Patience, you ain't never had no chitlins." And she's like, "Not when I had a choice."
What a horrible thing to put into yourself. You know what? But Cole Wright in this little draft here is the San Francisco 49ers. He would be the embarrassment.
Only one.
He'd
win
be
this
the
year.
Embarrassment of this event. But fortunately, Matt Francis is the Cleveland Browns to obscure his awfulness.
At least he has a win.
Thank you.
Right?
I was going to go pork tenderloin. Would you be more comfortable with pork tenderloin?
How many meats are we having? What are we just naming meats?
Well, chitlins are on a lot of people's Thanksgiving plates.
Do you have a meat?
No,
I want a bone and
a
ribeye then. If we're adding more meats,
do that as a take a Twitter poll.
Yeah,
let's see how many people are going to be eating chitlins. Say, will anybody be eating chitlins?
No,
we
need to have
spelling.
A poll on our respective meals and see whose would be favored. I believe Jeff has the early advantage.
Yeah, I have no meat. That's where I'm lacking. But I am going to take that broccoli and cheese, and thus ends
Sad.
The draft. I don't know where else we have to go from there. I don't. I mean, but Cole Wright is just, you know. I guess we didn't. You know what? Credit to you. I didn't lay down any rules, and you took advantage of that fact. You threw out pork tenderloin and cross. I don't even know where to go.
Stuffed pork tenderloin.
Well, right, there we go.
I'll have a T-bone steak.
Put
how about
some
that?
Of franchise's peppers
can
in
I,
there.
Can I throw in – I grew up in an Italian families. Can I throw in a little lasagna in there?
Why not?
I guess so. Now that Cole Wright's thrown all rules
out
the window.
Will that rectify my horrible draft?
Yes. I'm going to have some meatballs as well, and I'm going to have an ossobuco. Right. I mean, what the hell happened?
Have fun with your potatoes
what
and pie.
Can I have matzo ball soup then?
Yeah, man.
Why not?
Let's do it.
I was just trying to stick with the Paul Prudhomme thing.
Let's break it all out.
Was.
All
that
right.
Was.
So now we've had that draft. And you didn't answer Jeff Schwartz because I want to punctuate everything, even if it's 32 minutes after I first ask it. Fruit of the year.
Ooh. I am a big fan. If I had to choose one fruit, it'd probably be the orange.
The orange. It is pretty consistent. And in a sorry year for fruits, that is not a bad call there. Franchise.
I got to go strawberries.
They've been very sweet and delicious. You know, it took a lot of time in this summer for the sweet fruit, for the really sweet ones, for the peach, for the strawberry to round into shape. But the strawberry did so by August. Claybon.
I'm going to go against my guy that the Honeycrisp apple has had such a great run. But 2016, as he says, just down year.
I'm sad to say the same thing. It's been a champ more than once on the Shecky Awards.
So I'm going back to Red Seedless.
Red Seedless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. With the mango. Mango's good. I've been known to smash out about four mangoes.
I don't like the texture.
Here's the catch, though. Never a fan of mango, or never really had mango in too many large large portions until I moved to the West Coast. And once that happened,
well, that's
game
true.
Over.
I was thinking the other day, and I don't know how to measure this, but do you know, as I look at, you know, we've been doing the Shecky Awards for 20 some odd years now. And it really was always the fruit of the year, the one that is the annual. I was thinking the other day, it occurred to me. See, I'm always learning. That's Dave Damashek. He's always, you know, discovering new things about
the
old
student.
Subjects. That's
Ever
right.
The
that's my way, Cole. Yeah. That's my way.
I like it.
I was thinking about the fact that do we knock or do we appreciate the grape? Because it's a fruit. And then there's a watermelon, and think about that. If you put a watermelon next to a grape, those are both in the same category, and yet one is, you know, 500 times bigger than the other. Should we appreciate the grape because it does it in group? Because, like, if I say, all right, we have to decide what's better, a watermelon or a grape, you would get a lot more watermelon if you said, like, all right, eat all of both and then decide. Like, the grape would, you know, leave you wanting for more.
Yeah, but
it's an interesting issue.
I think you go with a batch of grapes, you know, on a vine.
But you understand
Bowl
my grapes.
Point.
Yeah. You understand
a bunch,
my point.
A bunch.
I think it may work both ways, though, because I think if grapes were as difficult to obtain, if one grape was as difficult to obtain as one watermelon, we would really appreciate
Cherish.
That. We would be like, man, this thing is great.
But I was also thinking, right. wouldn't the, you know, you need that skin around the grape for the little bit of texture it adds, because if you could have a watermelon-sized grape, it would probably be kind of gross. It'd be too much inside. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want all that inside of the grape.
Or it might be delicious.
You know what I'm saying, Schwartz? You need a little bit of that that skin on the outside.
Yeah, I agree.
Be too mushy.
You teed me up for that's what she said, but I'm gonna kind of let that. I'm not gonna put it with the comment.
I'm glad you're too classy to bring up that you could have said that's what she said, but you didn't do it.
That's what she said. Like it was too big inside. And stuff.
I know what I said, Schwartz.
Okay, just making sure we remember. I you know, a grape has so many varieties. It's got to be grape, right? There's so much going on there. You have a green one, a red one, a black one, a seedless, a not seedless, a sour, a sweet. Watermelon is consistently just, you know, flavored water, essentially.
No, you can get a yellow one, first of all, a yellow watermelon.
Where can you get a yellow watermelon?
And two, I have spoken out many times. I don't know where you get them, but I know they exist. I'll tell you this. I've said it before. I'll say it again now. You, in my book, you could get rid of the green grape. We don't. What do we need it for?
Whoa.
The red
whoa.
Grape is better in every way. Do you want red wine or white wine? You always are going to take red.
Disagree.
Green grapes are terrific.
Yes.
No.
They're like it's like a juice box in every bite.
What a red grape is every, flavorless?
They,
what
they
are you
all
talking
are.
About?
But red grapes tend to have seeds in it.
We times. Also don't. I've said it before, too, and I know Schwartz has weighed in on this one. You could do away with yellow mustard. Think of the time. I don't want to get into it, but.
Yellow mustard as a whole or just the plain yellow mustard?
Well, here's why I would do it. Because it would dispense with all those conversations you have at restaurants and everything else with the waiter. Can I get mustard on that? Well, what do you want? Do you want the deli mustard or you want the yellow mustard? Like all those words. Like it's only a 20-second conversation, but that 20 seconds adds up over the course of a lifetime to like 30, 40 minutes that you're going to get back.
It shouldn't be very hard because the answer is deli mustard.
Right. So let's just get rid of yellow. When do you ever want yellow over brown? Get rid of yellow, and then we're done with that conversation.
Okay. I agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm having to fight here to make my principled stands here. This is a tough group today.
But as you put a grape next to a watermelon and you compare them size wise, would you put a wolverine next to an elephant and say a wolverine is lesser of a species just because of its lack of size?
That's the conundrum, Cole.
That's
right?
The thing.
You've tapped into exactly what I'm talking about with your.
I don't think a grape is any less of a fruit. Because it's a slight of size.
Well, but by that logic, wouldn't, no matter how good Steph Curry is at basketball, if he played and in his prime Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq would defeat him.
Well,
true.
Potentially.
Not potentially.
Wait, are they playing one-on-one?
One-on-one.
If he just stays out.
Is this a Thursday or a Friday?
Yeah.
I don't understand. No, what does that mean?
It was just a joke. When
neither here nor
there. I missed some joke in there.
it was about the
Bartlett's feeling that drop.
Yeah, he is.
It was about the needlessness of the entire proposition.
Yeah.
Hey, needless or otherwise, back in the early 80s, you guys probably don't know this. It's weird that this happened and there's very little visual evidence of this, but you can find this on YouTube. Look it up if you don't believe me. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. J played one-on-one against each other on closed caption TV on pay-per-view to see what would happen. It's a fascinating endeavor, and in fact, I've said many times, let's replace the NBA All-Star game with a one-on-one tournament. That would be way more fun.
Would be hot.
But what about but they played each other and Kareem smoked Dr. J? Because I mean, listen, you can block the shot all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe, Cole Wright, that's the answer to our fruit conundrum as well.
It's a good call. Has anyone thrown out as a curveball tomato as a fruit?
That's a Weisenheimer move. You know? And then no one and wouldn't win anyway. Does anyone want a tomato over a delicious
stuffed peppers and baked carrots?
More or less.
Roasted carrots.
Hey, Schwartz. Who would win a one-on-one basketball tournament among NBA players?
Ooh.
I think you'd have to go 6'11 and over and 6'10 down. Something like that.
Who would win a one-on-one tournament of basketball players?
Yes.
Probably LeBron.
I agree. I think that's the correct answer.
Or Anthony Davis, possibly.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, if size is not important here, that's what she said. Towns would be the guy. Yeah. Robert Towns, not the actor.
Not Robert Townsend.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Robert Townsend, Hollywood Shuffle fame.
The holiday isn't even out here, and I have half a
brain. I would love Robert Townsend to just get out there and just dice everybody
up. He's got a sweet mustache.
Step Back Jay is just carving up folks.
Anybody disagree with that? If we go 6'10 down, then maybe James Harden could take a run at LeBron.
Think so.
Probably not, though.
No.
Yeah, 6'10 down LeBron.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, no one? Yeah. Kevin Durant's got a multifaceted game.
Yeah, but he's going to be tough to get Kevin Durant under a height requirement.
All right. Yeah.
He's the 6'10 above, right? Is he 6'10 or above?
Yeah.
Schwartz, how do we feel here? Did we accomplish enough of a show here, Bartlett? Do you feel like we have more meat on the bone? Tenderloin, crawfish, or otherwise?
I think it's been a stellar show. I mean, I'm kind of hungry for some baked carrots.
Is there anything we
roasted.
Had? Was there anything?
Roasted carrots?
We talked sides in depth, and I think that was a meaningful conversation there. We talked a little bit of football. Is there anything else we want to do?
I have a stuffing question.
Lay it on us.
Okay. Are you fans of the wet stuffing, in the turkey stuffing, or are you fans of the dry stuffing?
No, that's unhealthy. You're not supposed to eat that stuffing. They found that salmonella or whatever.
Dry stuff.
The stuff inside the turkey?
If you eat turkey stuffing out of the bird, you're not supposed to do that.
I probably eat plenty of stuff I'm not supposed to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
I personally prefer the dry.
You're not supposed to eat the stuffing that's in the bird?
If you believe
it. Doesn't cook off? Like if you drop something on the floor and just boil
it. I don't know.
Water.
Listen, what do I know? I know you're not supposed to eat the stuffing because the birds' juices get on it and it doesn't.
If you don't follow safe cooking practices, the stuffing could be a problem. But the rest of your food is probably going to be a problem too if that's in a question.
Random question since I'm bouncing around. Who is going to win the AFC North? Jeff Schwartz.
Ooh, well, it's not the Browns. They're out of the picture.
Right, you are right about that.
Let's go with the Ravens. Number one defense, and Flacco will make enough plays.
I think, that was a big deal for the Cowboys to take care of the Ravens. The division would be close to over, even though it would be only one game. It'd be pretty close to over if the Ravens had stolen that one.
Agreed.
They still go to Pittsburgh, which obviously looms large.
Yep.
They have Cincy one more time, I believe, and they have another game that looms as difficult. The Steelers have to play at Indy. They have to play the Giants, but the Steelers should be expected to win by the people who evaluate. Who's supposed to win this game between these two pro football teams should be expected to win all their games from here on out, save that Indy game. So we'll see what happens. I think that's a big one. If the Steelers win in Indy, that's an improbable result. In broad strokes, and the Steelers probably get the
Steelers play the Bengals again?
They do.
Yeah. The Bengals have no offense left, so.
Well, and you know what? That's another subject that we could dig in on, but I've been saying this one since January. Everybody else said, Well, Andy Dalton, you know, it's too bad that he got hurt when he did in 2016, in 2015, because that this was going to be their year. I looked at it glass half empty, or I think glass half empty would be how you would say this. I think it was a stay of execution, and I think that for Andy Dalton and Marv Lewis, I think they get theirs this year. And now AJ Green, although the AJ Green Gio Bernard injuries now maybe buy them another year. Like, well, we don't know what would have happened if those guys would have stayed healthy,
right?
But
they weren't playing very well when they were healthy.
Yeah.
We forecasted that one. We did get that one right. But the Steelers will have to win out for Damashek's four-year streak to extend into 5 years. I've correctly, Cole Wright. You think I'm a big doofus. I hear what you say behind my back all the time.
How dare you?
That Damashek's a clown. No.
Never.
But I
respect you.
Always.
4 years in a row, 4 years in a row, I've correctly predicted the Steelers' final schedule. Final record.
Really?
That's right. I predicted 11-5, which means there's no wiggle room now. No more losses. If they win out, Damashek goes
they
five
have
years in a row.
They're a championship caliber team. We see,
are they?
I don't know if this team, but at least how about a championship caliber franchise? Let's say that, with pieces to the puzzle who have been there before.
You know what? You've just perfectly described.
They've been in those trenches.
You've just perfectly described the Dave Damashek football program. Thanks to veterans like Patrick Claybon,
yes.
Emerging star, the franchise, old guard Jeff Schwartz, mm-hmm. and newcomers infusing a new energy and respect for the franchise. Like
can I scratch the crawfish? Can I scratch that off there and just act like it never happened?
No, it's always going to be a part of
it. No, that's there. That's on your permit.
The carrots are roasted.
Well, that's not baked.
Not baked.
Put them in your beard, hipster. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with Pie Off 5. And like I say, it is delicious. All sorts of great storylines. Bartlett's saying we do have a little sound. Let's whet the appetite, if you will, with some of the heat. There was some legitimate controversy here. I don't want to spoil much of it for you. We did have an old woman from Texas in here by way of Dan Hanzus, that's his mother-in-law, waging verbal war with Tara Deeker, the reigning champion. Let's take a little listen to that.
Dylan, you're a nice man. I know it. I can see it in your eyes. I can't.
It's not your jam?
It's not my jam.
Oh, the other way. I love it. Necktie Milner, your response. Would you like to make
I'm sorry. But I have to go back.
All right. I love it.
It's hard to beat the nuttiness.
She's voting for her own pie. I love that people. So everybody, in case you're not familiar, Schwartz, we'd love for you to attend the Pie Off 6. If I haven't been fired by then. It's the week of Thanksgiving. We do it every year. We get together. Well. It was a grand concoction by me many years ago as an excuse for people to bring me pie so I could taste it. And now we had about 35, 40 pies out there. Did you count them up, Bartlett? More than 40? Around 50 pie entries.
That's
all the
insane.
People in here were here. It was delicious. There were like 10 or 12 legitimately high-end delicious pies, I would say.
Jeff said he likes chocolate pie. So I got a chocolate pie recipe for you.
You got to get together with Cole Wright.
I've got one.
Cajun food and top it off with a chocolate pie. You two need to get a room. So anyway, Pie Off 5, it was really fun. And everybody whose voice you're hearing, save Jeff Schwartz's, was in attendance there. And they all entered pies. And it was great fun. And we will have that Pie Off for you in video form. Again, 5 p.m. Eastern, streaming at NFL.com, or just dig it up, NFL.com/podcasts. Then we're going to have another podcast for you on Thursday, Bartlett. I want to make sure I got that right. So amidst the trio of games, you can watch that or just save it for Friday.
It's actually Wednesday.
Oh, it posts on Wednesday. Okay, good. So it'll post a day early. On Wednesday, you can watch it in advance, or you maybe keep it as a leftover for Friday. We'll get you all prepped for the Week 12 games. We'll pick all those for you. And then that'll be that. And it'll be a great time. Jeff Schwartz, a great time. Always kibitzing with you, pal.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. This was much better than our gravy and icing conversation.
I don't know about that. That was a gangbusters conversation.
Well, I mean, but I won that conversation. I feel like we have more of a debate in this one.
Yeah, that was from summertime in the off season. We'll get back to that as soon as the Super Bowl is finished. We'll get back to our recurring segment with offensive linemen called the Food Block. And we thought we settle all food based issues there. Ross Tucker, Sean O'Hara, and Jeff Schwartz among the key members of that Blue Ribbon panel. All right, so great stuff, Jeff Schwartz. Eat My Schwartz, the name of the book. You're also doing Periscope stuff. Tune in at Jeff Schwartz on Twitter, and all will be revealed to you there. We'll see you on Fantasy and Friends on Monday, Jeff Schwartz. Matt Franchise, great stuff. Well,
roasted carrots.
Some good stuff, some bad. Patrick Claibon, condescending laugh aside.
Yes.
Good stuff from you.
I'm
Cole
a West Coast elite.
Always, you know what? Now that I realize, I don't like any of you anymore. You know what? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll talk to you later in the week.